time now, as we do every week, time to get the inside scoop on what's happening over at Texas A&M with the former coach. Coach Slocum on a mobile is joining us right now. Coach Slocum on a mobile, how you doing?
Well, doing great, guys. Good morning. We're live here in Blacksburg, Virginia. Just sitting here waiting on Hurricane Isabel to come in. So having a big time. Got to tour the campus last night, and beautiful place. Apparently, though, they're still picking up whiskey bottles from LSU's visit last year.
Well, for when LSU was there and lost, and LSU still got to get rid of the whiskey bottles, Coach, from that visit.
Well, yeah, we saw the campus crew out there still picking up some of the junk they left behind. Beautiful place. You know, I think the most popular question is probably, you know, what is a Hokie? And, you know, it's some kind of a turkey bird. And then contrary to popular, myth, it's not a castrated turkey. And some people say it is. That's not true. They got these wild things running all over campus, and one of them was jumping up and down my leg. So I just promise you, the thing's not castrated.
It's not castrated. All right. And Jackie Sherrill knows a little bit about that. Speaking of which, Coach, you're the former coach at A&M who likes to castrate things, right? Am I right about that?
Well, he does. Danny. I think he's got a big game down there at U of H this weekend. So maybe he'll find a cougar or something, you know, unsuspecting young man he can find.
That he can take its private parts away from. That's awfully nice. Well, joining us right now, Coach, you got a special guest this week.
Well, I do. I thought, you know, since big games are in the news, of course, you had Texas-Arkansas last week. We're down here in Blacksburg. I thought, let's bring a big-time coach in. So we got Coach Holtz coming in this morning, and we're going to talk some football with him.
All right. Coach Holtz, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning and good afternoon, guys. I just want to go on the record and say that I think castration is overrated in college football, and I don't think we have any room for castration in college sports, or really I've never seen it. Well, dogs have been castrated as well. So listen, what I want to say is, let's quit talking about castration and start talking some football.
Okay. We can talk a little college. Coach, I know that it's a big time in there in South Carolina, but you ever been to Blacksburg? I'm sure Coach Slocum on a mobile is having a big time in Blacksburg. A lot to do there, huh?
Well, he can tell you there's a Native American reservation. You can do some gambling and stuff like that. NCAA doesn't like me to talk about it. But listen, I've been around the business a long time. They're not going to push and tell me what to do. Coach could tell you just as well as I can. Coach Slocum on a mobile could tell you that when you go to Blacksburg, Mississippi, Blacksburg, North Dakota, wherever Blacksburg you do, they're going to have a lot of stuff for your young people to get in trouble with. That's the way it is on the road. That's why you have to recruit excellent young men as well as good football players.
Well, and Coach Slocum on a mobile, did you ever have any problems going there to Blacksburg? And this would be Blacksburg, Virginia, Coach Holtz on a mobile. But
that's right. That's what I was thinking about.
Anything there in Blacksburg that catches your fancy, Coach?
Well, I'll tell you, we went out last night. It's a real lively campus. You know, Blacksburg, Virginia makes College Station look like South Beach. I mean, there was probably 10 or 20 of them out last night on the bars that we hit. But we did see some football players out last night, so I thought that was good that they went out and started mixing it up, you know, the night before a big game.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a lot of fun, and now we're just going to hunker down.
I got my nipples pierced there one time.
You did not, Coach. You went to South Beach and got your nipples pierced.
Yeah, I didn't plan to do it, but like I said, you get in trouble sometimes when you're out on the road if you have too much, you know, if you have too much fun out there, and you end up, you wake up in the morning and say, goodness gracious, look here, I got castrated, got my nipples pierced.
Well, I think that fits in right with your Go Cox tattoo across your forearm there.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Well, you know how it is, how we do things. I saw the University of Texas take on Arkansas University last week, and I got to say, I was, although I don't usually choose sides in any particular game, I was very happy to see my old squad, Arkansas Razorbacks, win that game last week. They played a good brand of football, and they represented my conference, the SEC, just fine. You know, I remember when I used to come to bed when I was head coach at Arkansas, I'd be wearing that obnoxious hog hat that they have, and the wife would say, hey, look, what are you going to do with that snout there? Put the snout away. I say, hey, listen, don't worry about the snout. That's part of who I am. You know, that's just part of college football right there, is having to live with the snout.
Well, Coach, you got UAB this week at home. Awfully big game for your guys.
It's going to be it. I mean, it depends on your definition of big game. We looked at last week against Georgia. We snuck out with the win 38-7, 31-7,
no,
something
Coach,
like that.
Coach, you lost that game. You guys lost that game.
No, I mean against Virginia two weeks ago, and I didn't think we'd pull that one off. Last week, we snuck out with the beating to the hands of Georgia Bulldogs. This week, we're going to take on a team that, quite frankly, is more talented than us. They're more disciplined than us. They have better athletes than us. They have a better campus than us. They have better recruiting and better facilities than us. We're going to be lucky to get out of there if we only lose by four touchdowns and not get everybody hurt. I'm not counting on too much from this team for the rest of the season. And when you go up against the University of Auburn or Alabama or whatever UAB stands for, you're in for a dogfight. There's no question about that.
Coach Slocum, what
everything
do you think?
Comes down to dogs. I don't know if you know that.
I know. We gathered that, Coach. Coach Slocum, what do you think about that game? Coach Holtz's chances this week.
Well, I think as usual, the guy, he'll go in super prepared. You know, he'll sit there and he'll bend over and he'll pick that grass and chew it with the best of them. So, you know, any time you're chewing on grass during the game, I think it gives you a competitive advantage. You know, going into a opportunity like that.
It's got close.
These guys here, you know, there's more talk about the hurricane than Virginia Tech. So.
Yeah.
At Texas A&M, I think with a guy like Reggie McNeil that, you know, he can shoot lightning bolts out of his ass, I don't think that a hurricane is going to bother that kid.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't imagine that's going to bother him much. Gordon Richardson and Associates brings you Coach Slocum on a mobile every week here on Sports Radio 6. Just a little added bonus having Coach Holtz on a mobile with us as well. And guys, we've been talking a lot of SEC football. Coach Holtz, the big games this week. I know you got that big Alabama-Birmingham game, but there's a couple other SEC games this week, Florida and Tennessee, and also LSU-Georgia. How about these games?
Well, I tell you something. You look at Florida versus Tennessee, and you've got two superior groups of athletes. You get fine young men. Steve Spurrier's not there anymore. That's unfortunate, and it seems like his predecessor, Ron Zook, is doing a tremendous job. The fans there seem to be a little upset with him, but what do the fans know? They've been calling for my ouster at every university I've been at, and the old man's still around. I think Tennessee's going to go in there and put a waylay beating on Florida. That's just what I see there in the swamp. I'm not intimidated by the swamp. And then you look over at LSU versus Georgia. Hey, I don't know too much about the Georgia football team after watching the other day. I tell you this much, though. Those suckers can tackle. Yeah, if you're going to go into a matchup against a team that tackles like that, you don't have much of a chance because they never break their tackles. You know, you never have yak yards. It's yards after catch. You don't get any yak yards, you're not going to win a football game. You got to have yak yards.
Coach Slocum on a mobile, if you had more yak yards, you might still be on the sideline there, am I right?
I mean, let me tell you something right now. If you don't get yak yards, you're in big trouble. Everyone wants to talk about you got to be able to run a football. You got to have yak yards. Yeah, I don't care about Vincent Young or any of this stuff. What kind of yak yards does Texas have? Have yak yards.
I never knew what the hell yak yards were, so I appreciate the info there. And
that's what
West Coast does need.
As the West Coast offense. Hey, Coach Slocum on the mobile, I got a question for you. I need some help on the defensive side of the ball a little bit, looking for a new defensive coordinator. I know you're just out there doing a television, a radio position right now. If you need a job in the business, I got an opening for you.
Well, I appreciate that, but, you know, I did get a call from my friend Mac Brown the other day, too. And, you know, he needs some help up there. Although their fundamentals looked good last week, you know, they just came up a little bit short in the big game there. But so I'm getting a lot of calls. There's a lot of teams out there that don't know how to tackle, don't know how to block, and we're going to fix that.
Texas isn't one of those teams, though, Coach. Fundamentally sound football team?
Well, they are. You know, looking at the film from last week, I think, you know, they were in the right places. They just, you know, they were blinking at the wrong time and letting that big guy run by them. But not to be overlooked is Cedric Benson's accomplishments last week and, you know, 20-some yards. I think, you know, enough about Roy Williams and his 12 catches. I think Benson, you got to put that guy right at the Heisman list right now.
He's having himself a good season.
27 yards. That's not tell you what. Because after the initial hit, that guy's not falling forward if he's getting 27 yards.
No yak?
Hey, you got to fall forward.
Well, coaches, we appreciate you joining us once again. Coach Slocum on mobile brought to you by Gordon Richardson and Associates. Guys, we appreciate you spending some time with us. Good luck tonight in Blacksburg, Coach.
All right, thanks, guys. We'll talk to you all next week.
All right, that's Coach Slocum on a mobile, and his good friend, Coach Holtz, on a mobile here on Sports Radio 610 at 754.